She's a Mona Lisa. Everyone's lining up to see her. She's a Mona Lisa.
Hi, welcome back to Glow on the Go. How's it going? How's life? How's everything? Let me know. I'm personally thriving at the moment because I was in such a rut. When I tell you I was in a rut, I was uninspired, unmotivated. I did not know what I wanted to do with my days. And now I'm feeling so motivated and inspired. So I'm feeling so good about that. And I'm also traveling so soon, which makes me feel so excited because I have not traveled since the beginning of COVID. Actually, that's a lie because I went to New York for an event, but like actually traveling like for funsies, I have not done that in so long. And when this podcast is going to come out, I'm going to be traveling in 3 days, I think. So that's really exciting. I'm really excited about that. But anyways, for today's episode, we're going to be talking about feeling successful, feeling proud of yourself, how to kind of get out of the rat race of life and just feel good with where you're at right now in the journey and where you're at right now in life. Before we get into it, I just want to let you know that sometimes I still struggle with it because I don't want you to go through the episode and be like, she has it all figured out, you know? Because I don't, and sometimes I also struggle with like feeling good with where I'm at in the journey and not feeling like I'm in a race. And I'm just sharing like what has helped me and the kind of perspective shift that helped me when I'm feeling that way. But yeah, I just wanted you to know, I don't have it all figured out. So, first things first, the thing that I think is most important and the thing that literally everybody told me to do is embrace the present moment. And when somebody like told me like just embrace the present moment, my reaction was like, how the fuck am I supposed to do that? Like, I understand what you're saying and like you got a point, like I agree with you, but I don't get how I'm supposed to just embrace the present moment when in my head my thoughts are racing and I'm just like, oh, but I don't know how to embrace the present moment. Like, I just want to get there. Like, I just feel like I need to hustle and work and do all those things and I need to rush. So let me tell you the little things that I have found that helped me actually embrace the present moment and how I apply that in my life. So the first thing that I think is really important is to have a balance between what you do in the present moment and how much your mind is in the future. So let me explain that. Because if you always think about the future, you always think about, like right now I'm creating my best self for the future. I'm working on some goals for the future. I'm chasing after my dreams. I'm chasing after my dream self, my dream life. If you have this mentality that every single day you're working on achieving your goals and chasing after them, the key word is like chasing, because that means that like most of the time you're kind of living in the future. Like, you're living in the present moment for the future. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, yes, you're doing your habits right now and you're working on your goals and all that, but in the back of your head, you're doing this for the reality you're gonna get in the future. And if you live most of your days like this, of course you're gonna feel like you can't embrace the present moment because the majority of the things you're doing is for the future. So of course you want to rush there and get there to get like the fruits of what you're working on right now. So it's important to start creating more of a balance where you also just do things to enjoy the present moment. Like, I'm gonna go to Dollarama and get some like painting stuff and go to the park and paint in the park. That doesn't have anything to do with my future goals and whatnot, but it's just enjoying the present moment. And I feel like creating more of a balance between, yes, it's important to work on your goals and it's important to have a vision and work on it, but having also a balance where you actually just do things for the fun of it and like no pressure for it to bring you anything more than just happiness in the present moment. And I feel like, you know, if you have that type of balance, you're gonna find fulfillment in knowing you're working towards something greater, and you're also gonna have that kind of like pleasure and happiness that you can find right now in the present moment and not always feel like you're chasing after reality. Because there's another thing that is like, you don't need to chase after reality. You're already living in one. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, you don't need to chase after your best self. You can just wake up one day and be like, okay, I decide to be her and act like her and think like her and do this and do that. And I think that we made it so much more complicated than it really is. You know, like, no, it's not true that, like, it needs to take 5 years for you to get to your best self or your dream life. It's not true that you need to go through, like, a certain specific process to get to your best self. Yes, of course, you need to heal. Yes, of course, you need to be disciplined and be consistent and whatnot. But that looks different for everyone. And you don't have to chase after her. You can just wake up and be like, I want to be her. And I think that this idea, this like romanticized idea of being that girl or becoming someone is kind of like taking away from embracing the present moment, because you get kind of like in this mindset where you always feel like you need to change. You always feel like you need to do more, or you need to have this perfect routine, or you need to be that exact person, when in reality, it's okay if you're just you. You know, like, it's okay if you just be you. I don't do my routine every single day. Of course, when I do them, I feel so much better. Okay, but sometimes my routine is going to be a little shorter. Sometimes it's going to be a little longer. But I feel like having this idea of constantly chasing after a reality is, like, keeping you away from really embracing the present moment. And it's so important to just have a daily thing that you do just for happiness, like, right now, that's not working towards something else. You get what I'm saying? And I feel like that just helps you so much in embracing the present moment and just really being present. In the same like idea as this, not being on your phone too much is gonna help you too, because I feel like, at least for me, like my feed, since I'm a content creator, my feed is a bunch of like inspirational stuff. And, well, I say since I'm a content creator, I guess, like, a bunch of people have that, but since, like, I'm a wellness content creator, that my For You page is mainly, like, wellness stuff and, like, inspirational stuff. But I feel like, you know, it's not always true, and you gotta be careful with that, too, because sometimes you hear some, like, inspirational shit on your reels, and then you automatically, like, think, like, oh, that seems, like, good, and then you just, like, take it. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna hear something and you're just gonna take it. And you'll be like, yeah, I believe that now. Or like, oh yeah, that's so true. But you don't really analyze it that much, because your mind is kind of turned off when you're on reels. So I feel like moving away from social media and using it less, it leads to, first of all, less comparison with other people's lifestyle and finding more like what you like. You know, what's you? How do you want to live? And it helps you stop chasing like a reality and just living in yours. Like, right now you have so many opportunities that you don't even take and you don't even see, because you're so caught up in the opportunities you might get later in that reality you're trying to create. I hope that makes sense, but if it doesn't, here's a little example. So, for example, me, okay, in my life, I've always been someone who's chasing after stuff, okay? Like, I get to a milestone and I barely celebrate it, and then I'm like, okay, next, we're gonna keep hustling, you know? But now I'm being more self-conscious about it, because I feel like living like this, I don't celebrate myself enough. I don't embrace the, like, present moment enough. I don't have that many, like, happy memories where I'm like, oh my god, I went out, I tried this out. Like, I don't have, like, a bunch of stories. Like, I want to fill my life with so many stories and opportunities and stuff like that, but since I'm always focus on the future, I miss out on a bunch of opportunities in the present moment. And I think asking yourself, how can I make the most out of right now, like right here, right now? And not like, how can I make the most right here, right now for the future? No, like right now, what are the opportunities around me? How can I make myself happy right now? How can I like experience new things and happy things and fill my life with amazing memories right now? And by being more conscious about that, you're gonna find more things you can do right now. Like, I used to think I needed to have more followers to go to events. Like, I don't wanna, like, I'm not bragging by saying that. It's just, like, for my example. So I have, like, 177,000 followers. And in my head, I'm like, I don't have enough followers. So who am I kidding? Like, what's going on? Like, I had to have I don't know how to say this sentence, but look, bear with me. I had to get self-aware of my current situation and realize that, like, I was just so focused on the future that I wasn't even taking advantage of the present moment. And if you do this more, you know, like, you take advantage more of the present moment, you constantly, like, go after the opportunities you have right now, and you act in alignment with the life that you want, but in the present moment, you're gonna embrace it so much more. It's gonna be so much more fun than if you constantly feel like you have to chase after something and that your reality right now isn't enough. Like, if you start looking for what's good right now, you're gonna find it. And if you start looking for all the reason why your life right now isn't enough and you need to do more, you're also gonna find it. So you just need to focus on the right thing. Anyways, I hope this can help you, like, embrace more the present moment. But really, for me, the biggest thing is just having this mindset switch that you're not chasing after anything anymore. And you have to live in the present moment, and you have to make the most out of right now. And it's really what you do right now in your life that's gonna create your lifestyle. Like, if all your life you're chasing after something, maybe you're gonna get to it in 10 years and you're gonna keep on chasing other things because your goals are gonna, like, evolve and everything. But if right now you live your day at, like, its best and to make it full of memories and full of, like, happy emotions, you know. What I mean by that is, like, you fill it with things that fill your cup. I feel like that's a better way to say it. But if you do that every single day, you're gonna create a life that's gonna make you happy at the end of the day, you know? Because you're gonna fill your days every single day with things that make you happy, and you're gonna go after opportunities that you have in the present moment. Now I wanna talk about social media again, because I feel like, you know, we're all kind of looking at social media, whether it's Instagram, TikTok, or whatever, and it's something that really influences you, whether you know about it or not. It is. I was writing a thesis for school, and it was about social media, and I had to do, like, the research and everything. And basically, everything you see on social media, it kind of goes straight to your subconscious, like, whether you notice it or not. And that's why I think it's so important to be aware of the content that you watch, because basically when you're scrolling for, like, if you're scrolling for 2 seconds, it's fine, like, you're kind of aware of what you're watching. But after a while, your mind kind of turns into this weird mode where, like, you're not really conscious about the things that you're watching. And that's why earlier I was saying sometimes you're gonna hear some inspirational quotes and stuff, and you're gonna think it's really smart, but actually, like, it's not that true. And you basically see it all the time, especially if you follow, like, wellness accounts, or, like, your page is full of, like, inspirational stuff and everything, you know, those, like, audios and, like, inspirational audio kind of thing. Like, sometimes they're gonna say stuff and it sounds like, oh, it's inspiring, it's smart, but really, if you apply that in your life, I think, like, you're gonna be unhappy, and I don't necessarily believe in it when I start thinking about it. But anyways, I don't want to talk about this too much, but I just want to talk about social media in the sense that it really influences you. And I think that because of that, it's so important for you to have a clear definition of what your success is, because there are so many information online, and it's so easy to romanticize a lifestyle on social media. Like, literally so easy. Like, you can romanticize whatever lifestyle on social media because it doesn't show you the whole picture of it. So, of course, if you see, like, the highlights of a lifestyle, even if you don't really want it or it's not really you, if you see it enough time and you see it in that romanticized way, you're gonna start to like it. It's like, let me give you another example from my life. My feed is full of, like, millionaires. Like, it's crazy. Like, I'm, like, scrolling through Instagram and it's like, how to become a millionaire at 20 years old, or how I made $100,000 a month as a 16 years old, or imagine being in your 20s and chilling in the beach in Bali, or, like, at the pool in Bali, knowing you're making, like, $1 million this year, and it's only been 3 months, and I'm like, whoa, what's going on? And honestly, like, I feel like if your feed is anything like mine, the lifestyle that's, like, romanticized and that's, like, hyped up at the moment is like working a remote job, being your own boss, CEO, influencer, being all those things. And I just want to remind you that it's fine if that's not for you. I feel like at some point I kind of lost myself because my definition of success wasn't clear. So by seeing that lifestyle of like working a remote job and building your own business and doing this and doing that and traveling all the time, I kind of romanticized this lifestyle. And even if like for most people this is like the dream, everybody wants this, I feel like it's important to just come back to who you are as a person and really what you want. Of course, I'm gonna make $1 million. Like, who are you kidding? I'm amazing. But do I want to live in a penthouse in New York? Not necessarily. But since I saw so many people doing that, I started to be like, oh, I want to be like that too. But that wasn't actually my definition of success. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, for me, when I think of success, and I think of, like, if I'm 60 years old, you know, and, like, I'm looking back on life, and it's time to decide, like, yes or no, my life is successful. What I'm going to think about is not the amount of money in my account, but it's all the experiences that I've lived in my life. And that's literally going to decide if my life was a success for me or not. It's not the job I have, it's not how much money I have, nothing like that. It's, like, my friends, my family, the time I had with the people that I love, and having experiences that really like filled my cup, made me happy, experience like my passions and all those things. So I feel like going back to your definition of success, it's gonna help you a lot in feeling more grounded in what you like, so you don't get confused and like start following things that are not for you. Even like routine wise, I feel like if you have a clear definition of success and what it looks to you and how you want to live your life, then you're giving less power to social media to influence the way you live your life. Because without even noticing it, maybe you're doing stuff because you've been influenced. And like, maybe that's not actually what you want to do. And then it has an impact on how you feel and how you feel about yourself and how you see yourself. Because maybe you're like, oh, I want to do this with my life. Or I don't have the same routine as this girl. Or everybody's doing like weightlifting or Pilates and I don't like either of those things. Like, is something wrong with me? But the thing is, like, you shouldn't look for validation on social media about your lifestyle. Live your life the way that makes you feel good, makes you feel successful, makes you feel proud of yourself. And the way other people live their life online is up to them. And you don't need to wait until you see somebody else living the same life as you for you to be like, okay, I'm successful because this person is also doing the same thing as me and she looks like she's doing great. No. Like, babe, live your life the way you want to live and you're doing great too. I don't know. I hope this whole thing about social media makes sense, but I feel like it was really something that needed to be talked about because it's such a big influence and we're all on social media. Well, most of us actually, because some people are not on social media and actually, like, props to them because, wow. But most of us are on social media. So, like, it's important to talk about and just understand that you have to have your own definition of success. And if your definition of success and how you want to live your life is nothing like anybody else, then that's fine. Don't change what you like, your passions and whatnot for, like, other people's validation or feeling like you can fit in with what's trending at the moment. Like, do what makes you happy and what you're passionate about. And also, I just like thought about that, but an example of, you know, the things that they say on Instagram that I don't think it's true, but that a lot of people, I feel like we just take it and we're like, oh my God, this is so inspirational. This is so motivating. And it's that quote that's like, stop comparing like yourself to others. The only person you should compare yourself to is who you were yesterday. And when you hear that, you're like, oh my God, that's so true. Like, I should only compare myself to who I was yesterday. But I just want to say you should never take this, like, literally. Like, because if you compare who you are today to who you were actual yesterday or even the week before, like, maybe you're not gonna, like, it's not enough time to see change. And, like, some days you're gonna feel better than other days. Like, sometimes you're gonna have more energy. Sometimes you're not gonna have as much energy. A week, maybe, like, it's more stressful, especially, let's say, you're in finals. Or, like, you're having, like, a stressful moment. Your week is not going to be as great as the one that's going to be after or before or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? So, I feel like if you want to compare who you are today to who you were before, you compare yourself to who you were a year ago or who you were 5 years ago. But if you compare yourself on such a short scale, it's not enough to see real change. Like, maybe sometimes, like, a day is going to be so much harder. And then the day before, like, you had so much energy, you did, like, everything on your to-do list, and, like, you had so much fun and whatnot. It's okay. Like, you shouldn't beat yourself up because of that or feel bad of yourself because of that. And I think that it's really important to compare on a larger scale. And I think it's just, like, such a better way to compare yourself than saying, like, today I have to be 1% better than yesterday. Like, okay, that's, like, a good... I remember I even posted about that. I even was like, oh, my thing is, like, being 1% better than yesterday. But as I went about it, I don't believe that anymore. Because why are you just going to be 1% better than yesterday, first of all? Like, you could be 100 times better than yesterday if you wanted to. And second of all, maybe yesterday was a really good day, and today you're not feeling it, and you're going to be a little less good than yesterday, technically. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's okay. It doesn't always have to go up. Sometimes it's going to go up, sometimes it's going to go down. But it doesn't mean that you're less worthy, you're less lovable, you're less successful, and you can't be proud of yourself. I think now my new thing is to ask yourself, how can I be my best self today to live my life at its fullest? Because maybe sometimes you're going to have like 20% of your normal energy. So how can you do your best with the energy that you have today? And if you did the best you could with what you had that day, then that's amazing. I don't care if last week was better. I don't care if the day before was better. Today you did your best, and that's enough, and that's good. And I'm proud of you, so be proud of yourself. You know, like, I feel like that's such a better mentality than always thinking you need to constantly be doing better, better, better. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course, on a larger scale, you want to see yourself improve. But every single day, being better and better and better, like, I don't feel like that's realistic. Except with, like, mindset. I feel like your mindset is the only thing that can always get better, like, day after day. Because that's how you see things. That's how you perceive things. That's about how do you see yourself? How do you see the world? How much love do you give yourself? And I believe that that's always, like, you can always improve that and always get it better, better every single day. But when we talk about routines and, like, working on your goals and actually, like, actions and stuff like that, it's okay that it varies. It's okay that one day, like, you feel good and the next you might not feel as good. That's kind of, like, how I see it. And for those of you right now saying, like, yeah, but that's my issue. Like, I feel like I'm lazy and I'm never improving myself, and that's why I don't feel proud of myself. Well, I have, like, a few tips, because I also used to be that type of person that I felt super lazy about myself, and I used to, like, not work towards my goals or anything, and that made me feel, like, so unsuccessful, and so, like, it nurtured a negative image of myself, which made it really hard to feel good about myself and feel confident and feel successful and just feel overall, like, proud of the life that I'm creating. And I feel like for me, the first thing that I did, the first thing that I did was moving my body. And even now, it's like the things that help me the most. I'm getting out of a rut, I go move my body and then I feel better. I'm feeling like sad, I go move my body, I feel better. I feel like, you know, I'm going off track, I don't follow my routines anymore, I go to the gym, oh, everything falls back into place. And I don't know if that's like that for everybody, but I feel like finding a type of movement that's good for you is going to help you get back into, like, a better lifestyle, because it boosts your, like, happiness. It boosts your overall, like, dopamine level and create a balance in your hormones. So I feel like, you know, it can be a walk, it can be yoga, it can be going to the gym, it can be going for a run, it could be dancing, boxing, whatever you like, okay? There's so many ways to move your body. Don't restrict yourself to whatever is trending and just do what makes you happy. And you can switch it up. One day you can go to the gym, the other day you can go boxing, the other day you can go running, the other day you can go dancing, whatever makes you feel good. So that's, like, the first thing for me. And then the second thing is you want to take what we talked about having a clear definition of, like, who you want to be and your lifestyle. And every single day you kind of want to be like, okay, what would my best self do? If she was living her absolute best life, what would she do? And challenge yourself to be like, whatever the answer to this question is, I'm gonna do it. And make it fun, okay? Like, it doesn't have to be, like, hard and strict and not flexible. Like, baby, you're here to live a good life, not to be so hard on yourself and so strict with yourself. Like, have fun with it. If one day you're like, I don't feel like doing my usual routine, change it up, but still have a routine. Still have the first hour or 30 minutes of your day be there to fill your own cup, not be on social media giving all your attention away to other people. Bring your attention to yourself. And doing those little daily things is gonna build more feeling of like being proud of yourself and feeling like, okay, I'm getting there, because you're literally consistently showing up for yourself, consistently showing up with actions that are aligned to the reality that you want, the reality you're living in. Because honestly, it just takes like little changes to change your whole entire life. And it starts small and then you see it. And that's also going to give you such a better image of yourself, because you're going to be like, I'm proud of myself. I'm showing up for myself. I'm doing this for myself. I did that. Like, that was me. And then you're just going to start being like, okay, I'm amazing. And it's just going to be so much easier for you to see yourself in a positive light and feel like you are actually successful. And I know it's not easy at first. I know at first you don't want to do it. You just want to find excuses and you don't even know why, because you want to change, but at the same time, you're like, I don't want it bad enough. You know, like, I do want it, but I don't feel like doing it. And that can come from being like emotionally drained. Like, I know that happened to me after I had a little thing with a guy and then it didn't work out. And then, well, I was quite sad and I had no energy. I was so emotionally drained that I would not want to do anything. But you have to push yourself, like, out of love for yourself, out of respect for yourself, out of like that mentality that you deserve to have a better quality of life, and you deserve to take care of yourself, and you deserve to be happy. You're gonna do it for yourself. You're gonna get off your ass, you're gonna go do what's best for you. And like I said, it's just going to add up until you're gonna be like, okay, like, I'm proud of myself. Like, I'm showing up for myself and I'm proud of myself. Now, the last thing I want to talk about is timelines, because I feel like that was such a big thing for me, comparing like my timeline to somebody else. And that would make me feel like really unsuccessful, because then I would be like, okay, but this person is doing so much more than me or so much better than me. And like, why am I not doing as good? So I feel like it's important to talk about, because I've also been talking with other people and I feel like it's kind of like a common struggle. Basically, let me, you know, spill the tea. So basically, I compare that to the gym, okay? Like, don't ask me why. When I was in the gym, I was looking around and I was like, yeah, the gym is like life. So let me share my reflection with you. And I hope you're all like kind of familiar with the gym, because if not, it's not gonna make sense. But anyways, let's say you can only see how much a person can lift, like the weight that she can lift. You know, like, you take three person in front of you and they tell you, okay, I lift this amount, I lift this amount, I lift this amount. And they're all 27 years old, okay? And one person is gonna lift more than the other. You don't know for how long they've been in the gym. You don't even know how, like, what machine they're using. You don't know if their form is correct. You don't know if they're taking any supplements. You don't know anything. You only see the end result. So how can you compare them? You can't, because you don't have enough like data to compare them correctly. You know what I'm saying? So in your own life, when you're comparing your life to somebody else, you don't know what's their starting point. You don't know the work they've put in. You don't know what their life is like. You don't know how they feel inside. There's so much you don't know. You just see this little thing and you automatically compare yourself and think, oh, they're better than me. But bro, nobody's better than you, okay? We're all living this together. We're all doing this for the first time. We're all trying to do our best. Nobody is above you. Nobody's under you. And I think that it's so important to just focus on you. Focus on how can I make the most out of where I'm at right now. And I feel like if you start feeling like really jealous of somebody else, it's because you know you're not putting in the work that you're supposed to put in. And I feel like that's a truth that you don't want to admit. So then you just keep on being jealous about others and what they're doing. But if you're really putting the work, and you're really focused on yourself, and you really get that idea that there's so much you don't know about this other person's life, and we're all walking in our different timelines. Like, you're walking in yours, this other person is walking in hers, and these two timelines have nothing to do with each other, then you're just gonna, like, you're gonna let go of that easily. Like, it's not gonna bother you anymore because you're gonna be so focused on yourself and what you're doing. And I actually have, like, a really good example for this one. So, basically, I finished high school, right? And I was with all of my friends. And for my whole life, I've always, like, been in the same grade as my friends. We've always been, like, together. And then, boom, university. My friend wants to be a doctor. She's gonna be in uni for how long? Like, she wants to be a brain surgeon. Like, excuse me, like, we're not gonna follow each other anymore. So, for me, that was such a shock because I used to be like, we're on the same timeline, you know? But now we're taking, like, different paths. And that was, like, mind-blowing to me. I was like, wait, what? I think maybe I should do, like, another podcast on, like, how I felt after graduation. Because it was so hard for me. And I was feeling so lost. And anyways, thinking out loud. But basically, what was I saying? Yeah, so that was mind-blowing for me. That we're all gonna have, like, different timelines now. Like, I'm gonna start working. Well, I'm working right now. And she's still, like, studying to become a surgeon. Like, what? Like, we're not in the same timeline anymore. And that was so, like, what? What's going on? But I feel like at some point, you just learn to focus on your own timeline and be like, yeah, but this is my life. Like, why would I want my life to look like anybody else? Like, I want to do my stuff, my experience, and my things. And if I put in the work and I do my best, I'm going to be proud of that. Okay, so let me give you a tiny little recap of what we've talked about so far. So basically, we said that to feel successful, to be proud of yourself, and get out of the rat race, to really embrace where you're at right now, you need to stop chasing after things and you need to create that reality that you want to live right now and live the emotions that you want to live right now and look at the opportunities you have in your life at the moment to create the best life that you can for yourself. And we said that you don't want to be comparing yourself to social media. You don't want to be trending. No, you want to be authentic to you and your own definition of success. Because you don't want to seek validations from others. You just want to live the way that makes you happy, that makes you feel fulfilled, and that makes you feel proud of yourself. And a little, like, side note, it's okay if you don't know your purpose yet. Like, you still have time to try different things and just figure it out. And you can definitely go with the flow if that's your thing. You don't need to just follow everything society said. Okay, side note over. Back to the little recap. You don't need to beat yourself up because you're not constantly improving every single day, okay? You can't hate yourself into loving yourself, hate yourself into changing and improving. You have to love yourself, okay? You're so amazing, you're trying to change, you're doing so many things. Love yourself, okay? Give yourself compliments, because if not, I'll come and I'll force you to give yourself compliments. And then lastly, we talk about the timeline, and I'm not gonna recap that because we just talked about it. So now we've come to the end of today's episode. I hope it was good. I really don't know how to, like, end episodes. It's, like, crazy because I feel like it's so weird. Like, how am I supposed to end this? Anyways, let me try again. So I hope you liked today's episode. I hope you got something out of it. Okay, I hope it made you feel more motivated to make the most out of the present moment, that it make you feel more motivated to get off your ass and get shit done. And I hope that it was quite entertaining, because I think I'm an entertaining person. And yeah, anyways, I wish you a wonderful day. I'm sending you virtual hugs. I love you all, guys. See you next Monday. She's a Mona Lisa. Everyone's lining up to see her. She's a Mona Lisa.